I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 2nd. Oh, there is a proposal to create a new public art commission in Quincy. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, Ward 2 Councillor Richard Ash, and Councillor-at-Large Scott Campbell are proposing an amendment to an existing law that would create the Public Art Commission to oversee project planning, artist selection, art selection, and placement, donations, loans, and administration of the public art funds. The commission would consist of 5 members and 2 alternates. The mayor would nominate 2 members and a non-voting high school student, the city council, the planning director, and the commissioner of public buildings would have 1 nomination, and the president of the Quincy Art Association would have 2 nominations. The commission would hold 4 public meetings per year, establish an annual budget, and make recommendations to the mayor on public art over $50,000. Now, the issue came to light after controversy erupted over the mayor's plans to install statues of St. Michael and St. Florian at the entrance to the new police station. The commission proposal is on the agenda for this coming Monday night city council meeting. Congressman Stephen Lynch will be hosting a Fight for the Working Class rally Saturday at 10 a.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. Lynch says the rally will show support for federal workers, unions, pensions, and Social Security. The rally was postponed from last Saturday due to rain. Participants are encouraged to bring their own signs. The 36th annual Cleaner, Greener Quincy citywide cleanup will be held Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at parks, playgrounds, beaches, and public spaces all over Quincy. Volunteers will work to clean up debris and trash and then be treated to a cookout at Pageant Field at 12:30 p.m. The city will provide tools and trash bags. If you'd like to join a volunteer group, call 617-376-1251. The Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum at the Lions Turning Mill will be open Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for self-guided tours, and museum members will be available to answer questions. The Thalia Theater Troupe and the Quincy Art Association will present Vincent, a play about Vincent van Gogh, at the Q Arts Gallery in Quincy Center, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at 7 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door. The Quincy Police Marine Unit will provide another free round of basic boating safety courses on May 3rd, 10th, and 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. To register, go to the Massachusetts Environmental Police Department website at mass.gov and use the class ID code 5093. Courses are available to anyone 12 years or older. A traffic update. The Quincy DPW says Hancock Street will be repaved at Furnace Brook Parkway Saturday between 4 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Monday from 2:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. The paving will also take place Monday on Independence Avenue, beginning at 9 a.m. That should be completed by Friday, May 9th. A large brush fire on Cape Cod was fully contained last night, according to the Army National Guard. The fire was initially burning in the Camp Edwards Wildlife Management Area, located within the confines of the Joint Base Cape Cod in Sandwich. Firefighters confirmed that the fire started as a controlled burn, which grew outside of the set boundaries of the prescribed burn area. Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation assisted in the effort to fight the fire. Additionally, the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services said the statewide fire mobilization plan was activated to support local and mutual aid firefighters, while a forestry task force comprised of multiple Plymouth County departments responded with water tankers and brush breakers to assist. Joint Base Cape Cod confirmed that 133 acres were scheduled for the controlled burn, But the wind had other ideas, with the flames quickly spreading beyond the designated area. More than 150 acres were burned by the fire, but firefighters said no structures were damaged. The Army National Guard's 126th Aviation Battalion did water drops over the brush fire, while water tankers set up a pool and Blackhawks filled up over and over trying to fight the flames from the air. The MBTA is trying to crack down on people parking in bus lanes, and it could soon come in the form of traffic cameras and fines. In January, legislators passed a law allowing the T to use cameras to ticket people who park in the bus lanes. It's $25 to $125 if it's in a lane and $100 if it's at a bus stop. The cameras would be on buses and fixed at bus stops and plazas. After a public comment period in June, they hope to have a final regulation adopted by July or August. Once enforcement begins, there will be a 60-day education period where fines will not occur. But after that, you should follow the rules or you may be fined. Safe to say that colder weather is finally behind New Englanders. And with that in mind, everybody is getting out and embracing the warmth. However, it brings a large uptick in fatal crashes involving motorcycles. Data from the last decade from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has been analyzed by AAA Northeast and revealed that nearly 60% of motorcycle fatalities happened between the months of May and September. The data also showed those fatalities began to spike by 32% from April to May as the weather ramps up and accidents continue to go up. In 2023, 6,335 motorcyclists were killed, resulting in 15% of all traffic fatalities, the highest number of motorcyclists killed since 1975, the earliest year for which the data was tracked. According to the Massachusetts Impact Data Portal, last year, there were reported 65 fatal crashes that involved motorcycles in Massachusetts. A Massachusetts-based healthcare system unveiled new names for two local hospitals yesterday. Boston Medical Center Health System renamed a pair of its hospitals as part of a push to advance its vision of high-quality, accessible, and sustainable healthcare in the region. According to the CEO of BMC, Good Samaritan Medical Center in Brockton is now officially known as Boston Medical Center South, and St. Elizabeth's Medical Center in Brighton is now Boston Medical Center Brighton. BMC Health System says it gathered input from patients, employees, and community members to help shape the new names. The new names and logos will be incorporated into digital and physical touchpoints across BMC Brighton, BMC South, and associated BMC Health practice locations over the next weeks and months. BMC Health System assumed operations of the two hospitals last October after bankrupt Steward Healthcare sold those facilities. A large group of more than 75 critically endangered North Atlantic right whales has been spotted in shipping lanes south of Massachusetts. The New England Aquarium said yesterday the sightings prompted NOAA Fisheries to designate a voluntary slow zone, which urges mariners to slow down to 10 knots or less to prevent collisions. Scientists from the New England Aquarium's Anderson Cabot Center for Ocean Life were flying an aerial survey on April 23rd, when they observed a group of over 60 right whales about 55 miles south of Martha's Vineyard. The whales, which were believed to be feeding, were seen in the shipping lanes. A second survey saw 40 right whales, including 15 new ones not seen in the first survey. Researchers have spotted groups of feeding right whales in the spring in the area in recent years, but they say this year's group is one of the largest researchers have ever seen. Massive bugs will emerge on Cape Cod in southeastern Massachusetts this May and June after 17 years underground, and they will be loud. after billions of cicadas were seen across the Midwest and the Southeast last summer. This year, it's New England's turn. And outside of Connecticut, the South Shore and the Cape are the only parts of the region where the cyclical variety of the curious creatures live. Annual cicadas emerge every summer as solitary insects. However, periodical cicadas, characterized by their 1.5-inch long black bodies and red eyes, only appear every 13 to 17 years in huge numbers. The insects will dig their way to the surface in late May and early June before shedding their skin. While the adults only have a lifespan of 3 to 4 weeks above ground, the male cicadas make their presence known with buzzing sounds to attract mates that can reach 100 decibels, the same level as a lawnmower or a jackhammer. Females then lay their eggs primarily in oak trees, and by the end of the summer, the nymphs will hatch and burrow underground, feeding off roots until they emerge again in 2042. Cicadas are not harmful to humans. They don't bite or sting and are not poisonous. However, the Barnstable County government cautions pet owners to keep an eye on their animals because eating too many cicadas can upset dogs' or cats' stomachs. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 83. The NASDAQ rose 264. And the S&P is up 35. Asian stocks advanced after China's Commerce Ministry said Beijing is evaluating overtures from the U.S. regarding President Trump's tariffs. The dollar's down. The euro is higher. Oil at $59 a barrel. In sports, we now know the Celtics will be taking on the Knicks in round two of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Game one will be Monday night in Boston. And the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 4-2. Boston's back home tonight at 7 against Minnesota. The National Weather Service forecast for today, some morning rain and thunderstorms, and then turning partly cloudy, warm and humid, high of 80 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 50. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, high of 83. Sunday, cloudy, high 71. More showers Monday, high 60. For the boater, waves about a foot, winds out of the south at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 4:08 p.m. Sunrise 5:37, sets at 7:44. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 2nd.